Donc bonjour et bienvenue dans cette nouvelle vidéo. Donc je me trouve actuellement avec Michael Medens.
Hey Mike.
Hi.
How are you?
Really good, thank you.
Michael est un super entrepreneur australien et je voulais l'interviewer. Donc il parle pas français, il parle que anglais, donc on va switcher en anglais pour le reste de l'interview. Donc soyez sûr d'activer les sous-titres dans YouTube, c'est très important pour pouvoir suivre la suite de l'interview. So Michael, you are an Australian entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And you had a great success with a movie called Hungry for Change. Hungry for Change.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and you did something incredible, which is you basically gave the movies for free. And you managed to sell it at the same time. So, it's an incredible story. I wanted to know more about it.
Okay.
So, first, can you just tell what is your background? Were you always an entrepreneur or?
Yeah, well, I've been an entrepreneur for about 15 years now.
Wow.
I was writing business software for a long time. I was selling software all around Australia, and then I was into private consulting. Mm-hmm. And I was always fascinated. You'd have these amazing products, and you know, I was writing amazing software, and I was like, how do you reach these markets and find great customers?
Mm-hmm.
And so that led me then to obviously start exploring internet marketing. Mm-hmm. And initially, I was thinking, well, I was just going to use that to keep on promoting my actual software. And then I fell in love with internet marketing. So I love the psychology of it. I did. Yeah. and the behavior and the understanding customer behavior and obviously the marketing. And so that was my background into marketing online. And it's been amazing. I love it.
Okay. Yeah. So you had this experience.
Yeah.
How did you get the idea to use it to promote a movie?
Okay, so one of the big ideas is obviously to give away some amazing content.
Mm-hmm.
When you want to, you know, build a relationship with your prospects, your customers.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it seemed a little bit risky, but it was, well, what's the best content? Is the product? And you know,
yeah,
then yeah, you know,
that's an interesting point of view.
Yes. However, it wasn't just the product in terms of, we knew the product would have an impact. And it was more about focusing on that impact. And at one stage, I was sitting there, I was like, right, okay, if we were to think of the product as this third person sitting over here,
mm-hmm.
and we said, okay, Hungry for Change, the film, what would you like it to do? What would you like? And the film answered, and it just said, I just want to be seen by as many people in the world as possible.
Mm.
Which is really, really an interesting place to approach marketing. I was like, okay, so let's remove all the obstacles for that film to actually be seen by as many people in the world.
Mm.
And we knew that it would spread because the impact of the film was so powerful.
What was the subject of the film?
The subject of the film was the diet industry. So it's in the health and wellness space.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about people who are always trapped in diets. And they're going from one diet to the next diet. Nothing seems to be working. They're getting frustrated. They think that it's a problem with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And in actual fact, the film actually identifies that they're caught in what is actually sort of a marketing trap of the food industry.
Okay.
And it's manufactured to keep you wanting to change products and keep on consuming their products.
So the goal of the movie was to free people from these marketing tricks.
Yeah, yeah.
And help them to have a good health.
It was, yeah, it did.
While
eating
well.
And really empowering. So the idea of the movie was to empower people. So it was designed that at the end of the movie, you'd feel like, you know, a big light bulb has just gone off in your mind, and now you feel empowered. And it was designed for you to really want to share that message with as many people as possible. So we saw that how the actual launch rolled out as well. The initial people watched it, and then it just grew and grew and grew. And we believe it was because so many people just shared it, and it just went crazy.
But I suppose it was a difficult decision.
Very
difficult. I mean, yeah, to decide to give a movie for free.
Yeah, and that was the whole product. You know, like
yeah.
it was not just a little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what do you want me to run through how it unfolded?
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what we did was we had a 31-day window.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first 21 days, we announced it on the first day. And for the first 21 days, we just released little pieces of the film, the trailer, you know, a little snippet of some case studies that are in the middle of the film where some of the people who've had all this success. So it does follow the social proof, the case study, all the formulas of nice marketing, and just really got people excited about watching the full film on the 21st of the month. Mm-hmm. And so in that period from the 1st of the month, it was 1st of March 2012, all the way through to the 21st of March 2012, we had 70,000 people give us their email address.
Wow.
To be able to watch the film when it goes live on the 21st.
Wow.
So that was amazing. For the first 32 hours, we were getting 1,000 people an hour.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
1,000 opt-ins per
incredible.
Hour.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then, once it went live on the 21st, everyone could see the film for the first time, and they could watch the whole 90-minute film.
Was it on YouTube?
It was. We hosted it on Vimeo.
Oh, Vimeo.
Yeah.
All right.
So it was just embedded inside a page, which we controlled. It was on our URL. And straight underneath the actual film, where they could watch it, was then a banner with an offer to buy either the DVD version, or the recipe book, which we made a recipe book, which is, I'll get back to why we did a recipe book, or they could buy them both in a package, in a bundle.
But it was totally optional. You could watch the entire movie for free.
Entire movie for free.
Okay, so you open.
Yep.
And what happened?
It went crazy.
Yeah.
For the next 10 days, the size of the launch list grew from 70,000 people to 220,000 people.
Wow. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially since usually when you do a launch, when you open cart, you don't have any more new leads coming because you close PLCs.
Yeah.
So wow.
Yeah. So this became, it was like PLCs, and then it was an even better, PLC.
Yeah.
But the cart was open at the same time. It wasn't really a sales video, but there was inbuilt obviousness that they should buy it and want to continue their journey, because it wasn't, the thing about this documentary was, it's not one of those things you just want to watch once.
Mm.
It's not like another film where once you understand the plot and who dies and who doesn't die, well then you don't really want to watch it again. But this was an empowering film where people wanted to watch it again, and we've had people telling us that they watch it every week, the actual documentary, every week, so then they can stay in that really, really powerful, nutritious mindset.
Mm.
So we knew it would go
well. We knew they would be compelled to buy DVDs.
Yeah. And it became such a reference point for people. Maybe at the end of 10 days, they thought, where can I see this again if I want to go back and watch it? So,
because you told them that it was only for 10 days, that they could watch the movie freely.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they could watch the movie freely for 10 days.
Okay.
And in that 10 days, we had obviously launch specials, which was the only place the DVD was available to purchase was on our site. You couldn't purchase it from stores, you couldn't watch it on Netflix, you couldn't watch it anywhere. So, and the recipe book was the logical next step after watching the film.
Yeah.
So it was the open loop. Like, in a way, the film became the reason why they wanted to buy the recipe book as well. So it wasn't the full product they got for free. It wasn't as if we gave them an electronic version of the recipe book as well.
Mm.
But they watched the DVD. They could purchase the DVD, the recipe book, or as a bundle, they could watch them as well. They could purchase them as well. So in those 21 days, in those 10 days, we had 21,000 sales.
21,000.
Yeah. 21,000 people after watching the film. 450,000 people watched the film, is what the Vimeo stats tell
days.
Us. In 10 days.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Half a million almost. Wow.
Yeah. And 21,000 orders, and the average sale was just under $50.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we just tipped over $1 million that
in
came.
10 days.
And it was in the bank. It wasn't like,
yeah, like promise of orders.
Yeah,
it was like real money.
And it was in there.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was amazing.
How to make $1 million in 10 days while giving your product for free.
Yeah.
Isn't it incredible?
Yeah. And I think the impact that it was counterintuitive. Like, everyone was like, well, why would people want to buy it? And I think that's why it got so much attention. Everyone just went, whoa, you got to watch this. It's free for the next 10 days.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So do you think like entrepreneurs could use this model in their business? Because, I mean, is it something that you can use in different business model, or is this very specific to the movie industry?
Yeah, I think that's where you'd have to obviously be careful and make sure that it did work case by case. I think it's one of those examples where people come for the product and they stay for the community. Or maybe it was a souvenir for their experience, or maybe they were so moved by it they wanted to buy it for their friends or their parents. Or they know that this message needed to travel beyond just them. So if there's those little components in your product, yeah. But if it's just a, you know, maybe it, yeah, it could work, it may.
I think the biggest point of what made it possible was the feeling of these people. I mean, they were, it plugged into their belief, and that they need to be in good health, they need to eat healthy, and they have to avoid marketing tricks and stuff.
Yes.
And I don't know, they felt like they found someone who can lead them and help them to do exactly what they wanted.
Yeah.
So maybe they wanted to spread the word and help you. So it's about a feeling of creating a tribe, community, around something that is very important for them, right?
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the community has just grown and grown and grown since then. And what we did do beforehand is we realized through doing a survey, through surveying the newsletter, the initial newsletter list, was that these people were actually healthy, they weren't sick, mm-hmm. and they wanted to stay healthy. Mm. But in the survey, we found out that they actually had either a parent or someone that they knew, someone close friend that was sick. Mm. So we sort of knew that we were, our first reach were people that were almost our soldiers, that they could then take the word out to that next level. So it was almost like we were marketing to the converted and giving them a tool to then go and take to their
marketing
circle.
Marketing to the converted.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So yeah, very interesting
and
point.
We gave them a tool for them to take it to their circle of influence.
So they could spread the word out. Very interesting.
Yeah.
So I think what the bigger thing we can take from this example is, if you can give people that are already converted to your cause something that they can use to convert more people, they will buy your stuff like crazy.
Yeah.
And it's totally in the theory of Seth Godin in his book, All Marketers Are Liars, because he says basically that you have to sell to people who already believe your story. You don't want to sell your products to people you have to convince of your story. And it's so much more powerful. And we have an incredible example.
Yeah.
And so now the movie continues to sell.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like big time.
Yeah.
Did you do another launches?
Yeah. 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 We have relaunched that maybe 2 or 3 times. Yeah. And
okay.
it's still just
with exactly the same model each time.
Yes.
Like yeah. Okay.
And yeah.
Every time
it hasn't done $1 million.
Okay.
It did maybe 2/3 of that mm-hmm. the next time. And things like bonuses, and you can make the launch scarcity a lot more interesting. So it was a lot of fun.
Okay, well, thanks, Michael, for this incredible story. So I hope it inspired you to do something new, perhaps to test something in your business. But you got the point. Try to give something to sell something to people that already believe in your story and can you can help them to spread the word out, and they will be a very awesome fan on customers.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Michael.
You're welcome.
And yes, see you next time.
Hey! Merci d'avoir écouté ce MP3 qui est tiré d'une vidéo publiée sur la chaîne YouTube. Donc, comme d'habitude, j'ai besoin de votre feedback. Si vous aimez écouter ces podcasts sur iTunes, eh bien, allez tout simplement sur iTunes pour noter cette émission. Voilà, donnez-lui une note si vous l'appréciez. Et puis, comme d'habitude, vous pouvez voir les vidéos originales desquelles sont extraits les podcasts en allant sur olivier-roland.tv. Hein, olivier-roland, R-O-L-A-N-D.tv. Merci d'avoir écouté ce podcast. À demain pour de nouvelles aventures dans le prochain.